Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
It felt like God had his hand on everything that I was going on through that whole experience of recruiting. Didn't foresee Baylor coming and offering me a scholarship.
Bryson Jackson played football here at Baylor University. We recorded this episode overlooking the field where he played, the McLean Stadium. After graduating and completing his college football career, Bryson chose to remain in Waco. What is it about this community that attracted him and has encouraged him to build his home and business here? Today we'll follow his career from Baylor to business. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website qualitycabinetstx.com. Comic Fest Waco. Syntax Teen Book Fest and Comic Fest Waco join forces Saturday, February 28th, in support of literacy. Over 20 young adult authors come to ignite the imaginations of teen readers. There will be author panels sharing their insights and stories, offering a glimpse into their creative worlds. Experience a day filled with literary magic. Learn more online at litwaco.org. Presentgifting.com. Imagine never forgetting an event for those important people in your lives. Because relationships are important and moments matter, Present Gifting is a free service to send you gentle reminders of birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and more. Register today at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army and his team at Hot TV, amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Military Creator Con, April 16th to 18th in Arlington. Military Creator Con is a movement that unites military-connected visionaries across art, media, and entrepreneurship. A multi-day forum where service members, veterans, families, and supporters discover new tools, share expertise, and celebrate their collective creativity. Register today and use the code SCOTT10 to receive a discount at militarycreatorcon.com. D. Scott here back at the Baylor Club. It is a beautiful day. I'm here with Bryson Jackson. Baylor in McLean Stadium is not an unusual haunt for you, Bryson. You've been here before.
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment. We're going to talk about going from Baylor to business. Bryson Jackson, let's get you to just give us an overview of what you're involved in right now. What are you doing?
Yes. So my name is Bryson Jackson, and I'm an insurance broker with Goosehead Insurance here in Waco, Texas, and in the Central Texas region. I do cover insurance all over the state of Texas. I'm currently only a insurance broker here in the state. I'm looking to expand to get other licenses in other states. But here, just covering the region, I'm helping homeowners, families, people with great financial assets like vehicles and toys such as RVs and travel trailers, just helping them get protected properly and helping them understand exactly what they're paying for when it comes to coverage. So just developing a playbook for my clients.
And I hate to make people wait, so let's talk about how people get a hold of you. A phone number, website, all that stuff.
Phone number and email is the best. Personally, I love phone calls just because I naturally have learned to connect with people better through voice-to-voice interaction. So my phone number is 254-342-4633. And my email is Bryson.Jackson at goosehead.com. So you can reach me at both places. And I strongly, strongly open to answer my phone throughout the week and on the weekends as well.
So this is a new venture for you. How long have you been in insurance?
Yes. So we're working on going on 2 years right now. It's been an excellent first year for me. I'm definitely a hurdle from where I was at about a year and a half ago, with just being a former athlete, but we'll talk about that here soon.
Yeah, so. I want to get into that. And in the intro, I said that McLean Stadium is not out of your experience here. But so you got into insurance. What was your and you're a Baylor grad? So what did you study at here at Baylor?
Yes, so I got my undergrad in health and kinesiology, health science studies, and worked on my communications degree as well for my bachelor's. That was my study in education, but my main focus at the time was football. You know, after I graduated in 2020, which was a while ago, you know, I kind of focused strongly on football because of at the time where my dreams and goals were set on. Life happens and life has its own ups and downs, but I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at right now. So
we let the cat out of the bag.
There we go.
You were a Baylor football player here.
Yes.
How did you happen to choose Baylor? Because if you're a high school athlete and you're being recruited for a Division I school,
yes,
that's not a one done. That there's many different options that you have. What was it that drew you to Baylor?
Man, I got to bring people in to kind of understand the way that, you know, I was raised and help people understand why I am where I'm at. And just first, it's all God. I've grown up in the church and I'm a strong Christian and a God-fearing man. So I know this is where God puts me at this place. And during that time, I really didn't know what it was that I wanted, what sport I wanted to play. I just kind of did things in high school that, you know, was fun. I was able to kind of live out that experience the way that it was supposed to be lived out. You know, I was a basketball player growing up. My sophomore year of high school, I started playing corner out there on the football field. We went to the third round in the playoffs. So I had tons of film at corner. I was on varsity starting. Great experience. And my junior year, I started playing linebacker. That's where I really made my bread and butter at on the field. A lot of sacks, a lot of tackles, a lot of speed on the field, on the defensive side of the ball. And I just, my career in high school exploded that year. Same for my senior year. But my first offer was the University of Houston.
Not a bad school.
Not a bad school.
Yeah, not a bad place to go.
Not a bad school. Not at all. So, you know, I didn't know anything about recruiting. My parents, they didn't know anything. It's just me and my brother, and I'm the oldest. So Houston contacted me through social media asking me to come to junior days. I didn't even know what a junior day was at the time. But me and my dad were just like, let's go and see what it's about. And lo and behold, that day, they wanted to offer me a scholarship. And that was my first experience of getting offers and seeing what that.
That's got to be pretty mind-blowing for a high school.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
what was your dad thinking at that point?
He cried. So that was one of the first times I've seen him full of joy like that, just because it was all authentic. His emotions and everything was hit off guard. So I'm just seeing his son, you know, accomplish something like that, something that he talked to us about, and, you know, just taking school serious and, you know, you raise us right to be strong and confident young men and to go out there and do whatever we want, you know, chase your dreams and go at it a whole 100% and don't look back at anything. So just seeing that for him was emotional. My mom, she had work and, you know, she scheduled our trip down there and everything like that. But, you know, she still kicks herself in the butt for not being there.
So she couldn't come down with you because she was at work. She had the obligation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. So, and she's in the medical field, so she had to be there, but it was great. So that opened up from that point, you know, it went maybe a week and a half after that, offers were coming in. So, you know, we had, I think either Colorado State or Tulane was my second offer. But
All good schools.
All good schools.
Yeah, good programs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So they all came and came along and offered me scholarships. I think at that point it was at 15 before going into my senior year. And they were all Division I programs.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very blessed in that sense to be able to have that. You know, being that my high school was newer, we didn't have that exposure as far as colleges knowing, you know, this is where talent is from. And we actually went to state that my junior year, so that helped out a little bit too. So, but other than that,
get a few more films there.
Yeah. Just, I mean, who is the school? Like, who are these guys on the field that we've never seen or heard about? And being able to accomplish that, you know, 4 years of my high school's existence was incredible. You know, that was definitely an experience. And then, you know, Baylor was not in that picture in my junior and senior year.
Okay.
So now we're getting towards Baylor.
So you have 15 offers.
Well, 17.
17 offers.
17.
You had 17 offers, and Baylor was not one.
Not one.
Wow.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So saved the best for last. Baylor came along, you know, at the time, Baylor was going through a transition period. And, you know, they were hiring a new coach, and Coach Matt Rule was the new head coach coming in. And at that time, everybody knows Joey McGuire. He was coaching at Cedar Hill, and then he got hired here at Baylor. And, you know, I think he knew about me in the area just because of our neighborhoods being so close and high schools being in the same vicinity. But he reached out to me, wanted to come visit and come see me. And, you know, he was one of the guys that offered the scholarship to me. So the day it was about a couple weeks before signing day, Baylor came along to my high school to see me and just to get their eyes and lay their hands on me. And then, you know, we had Coach Rule, Coach McGuire, Coach Phil Snow, and Coach Mike Saravo. They all came to my house that same day. And, you know, I had Houston come. The whole coaching staff from Houston actually came that same day as well. And they did a home visit. And they wanted me to take a visit down to Houston. And Baylor was waiting on me, you know, to get done with that meeting to come visit with me and my family. And it just felt right. The coaching staff felt right. Baylor was one of my dream schools growing up as a kid. Obviously watching them back in, you know, the Art Briles era, the 2015 era, RG3 era, just so many great players and coaches during that time. So seeing that and being able to live right down the street from all this happening was, I mean, it felt right at home. Mm-hmm. So once I got that offer, I think I left out a big part. I was committed to Minnesota at the time.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that would have been way different.
Yes. So committed to Minnesota after the week that Baylor and Houston came to visit me in my house. That weekend coming up after those meetings, I did a visit to Waco, and I committed here at the university right above where we're sitting. So there's a suite above there, and it's one of the larger suites. So I was able to commit then that day and decommit from Minnesota. So I just knew it was a place to go, and it felt like God had his hand on everything that I was going on through that whole experience of recruiting.
Yeah,
because I didn't foresee Baylor coming and offering me a scholarship.
Most of us from the outside, we see signing days. It's on the news, local high school, lots of cameras, mom crying, dad there, proud, wearing the jersey, hat. Right. And then we see him out on the field. We see a plan, maybe some film of practice, but we see out on the field. What we don't see is that part in between.
Yep.
What happens when you come to the school? What's it like? What goes on?
Oh, man. From a football player's mindset, I was here for 7 years, so had a full experience here. But that experience that you just talked about is something that you can only experience here and being a part of that team and that culture. There's hard days. There are great days. There are days that feel mundane, but there's a family and a culture that exists. And, you know, with the players here, you know, I have a strong respect for. My brother is actually here at Baylor. He transferred here. So He's going through exactly what, you know, I went through, and, you know, he's getting a chance to actually be a part of that culture. But it's great. You know, you got people here in the community. You know, Waco is such, you know, it's a small town city vibe with big city opportunities. And here, the fans and the people that live here, they support their athletes. They support their university.
I think that's a bumper sticker, too.
Yeah.
Small town vibes, big city opportunities. Yep. There we go. We'll sell that. We'll print it up and sell it.
Let's do it.
You're what, 17, 18 years old?
Yes.
When you come here?
Yes.
You come in, you get a family, you get support, but you've left your family that you grew up with. Fortunately, they weren't too far away. What are the emotions that you're feeling? I mean, you've got to be excited because you're here at the school, but then there's a lot of pressure, a lot of demands, a lot of expectations for a student of 17, 18 years old.
You're absolutely right. And for me, right, I think my faith is definitely the biggest part of that. I'm a God-fearing man. So coming here, I knew this is where I was supposed to be at. The thing that you see that play out, or what you see that does play out, is the family. You see the inspiration that you give to people. In particular, my family, right? It's great when you have a son or a daughter who is going out doing great things in the world. They're striving to be great, right? And at times, right, some parents don't even get a chance to experience what their kid is experiencing. So being in a position to where, you know, I was one of the, out of my immediate family with my mom, my dad, my first cousins on both sides, being one of the first to actually go play Division I football was huge. Like it was huge. And being able to do it the right way was more important for me. So I had that confidence. Now, there's generations before me and my family on my dad's side in particular that, you know, we have some NFL guys that play in the league for a long time. We have a Hall of Fame coach that's in the family. You know,
it's, so you got some genetics that came along.
Absolutely.
So that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on my mom's side, we do have an NFL. He's my second cousin. He plays currently in the league right now. And he's on the defensive side of the ball. So there is a lot of genes there that go on to play.
Yeah.
But that kind of bleeds into the confidence part. So getting here at the time of where the university was at, the way that the coaches were and where we were at with our culture at the time, right? It was the building phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I made myself get ready. I was proud to be here. I was happy to be here. Definitely felt the blessings of being in exactly where my feet are at and being able to perform at a high level each and every day, or just get the opportunity to. So that was the confidence for me. That is what got me through that pressure. When you're stepping into a classroom of highly intelligent students that bust their tails all through high school to get those high GPAs to get here at these universities, right? You know, as an athlete, you might feel a little out of place. However, it drove the inside of me to basically want to, you know, rise up to that level and to pursue other things other than football. So I was able to grow in a lot of different fields and areas in my life. You know, it's a blur at times.
One of the things I was thinking about is Division I football. It's a business.
Yeah.
We can really look at it that way.
Yeah.
A lot of experiences people have, like myself, is junior high school. And those coaches, those instructors, those teachers, those ones who, for me, the ones that were the best were the ones that, yeah, they taught you the sport. They taught you the musical instrument or the art or whatever it was. But they really taught you more about life than that subject. Those were the good coaches. Those were the good instructors. When you come to Division I school, when you come to Baylor, what's that relationship like with the coaching staff, head coach, the assistants? There's a lot of folks that make a sports program happen, a football program.
Yes.
Take root.
To simplify it, it is, you know, here, from what I've heard from people that have transferred from other universities, larger universities to here, you still have that Power 4, Power 5 conference, Division 1 football that exists here, and it's huge. However, the culture is family-based. The coaches here, for some reason, it seems like we can all be honest and open. It seems like the players have always had a voice. They've always had a foundation to be authentic and to play green through themselves. That's the big thing, right? Is here in my experience at Baylor, it was a lot of personal growth, but doing that through team, doing that through family, doing that through culture, I was able to have that close relationship with my head coach, my position coach, my defensive coordinator. You can go out and do certain things with them, like go get lunch and talk about life outside of football. That's where I wanted to be at, quite frankly. However, me being here for 7 years, I only have the experience of being at Baylor. And I've only heard from people that have transferred out to hear that that's the difference. You do have that relationship with your head coach daily. If you see your coach walking around the facility, he's going to speak to you. You're going to have time to have a conversation with them. Same with your position coaches and same with your coordinators. So that's the biggest thing is that as athletes here, we were able to have that hands-on approach from the coaches, and that led into being coachable. So you have a lot of guys that come from Baylor that were very coachable, guys that if something was going on in the personal family life, you had a team and a coaching staff that would support you and back you up the whole 100%.
And so now this translates into the business. So we talked about from Baylor to business.
Yes.
You're in the insurance world, been there a couple of years. You chose not to pursue coaching or football sports as a career, although you have family members there, so you kind of know where it's where it's going. But what I'm hearing is that it's almost as if the football part of your college experience was that graduate degree, giving you kind of a different boost or different twist that you can apply in your current world.
Yes.
Tell me what that's like and where you're going.
That is an excellent question. Thank you for asking that. Being at this university and that experience that I had was huge. And like you said, it's like a graduate degree from the university and from the experience itself. I learned, you know, these three main things, which was, you know, your consistency, discipline, and hard work. And the other thing that's, I'd say it's a fourth thing, but it's been a part of me my whole entire life, which is integrity. Just being trustworthy to people, for people, building trust, having patience with your relationships with people and building that foundation with individuals. Everybody's different. Everybody has something to bring to the table and you can learn something from everybody. The biggest thing that I learned from Baylor was being a master learner. And that's what has translated to the business professional side of things is how much can I learn, right? There's no limit to it. I want to learn everything that there is possible, right? I just don't want to be an insurance guy talking about insurance, right? I want to be able to help you in all areas. I want to be able to have those connections for my clients with people that also need, you know, referrals, that people that actually need help, right? I want to be able to be somebody that can give out. That's the biggest thing, right? And while doing that is how much can I learn? And by doing that is by being consistent, disciplined, and bringing that hard work to it every single day. And that's my philosophy approach to the business side right now. As I am young and stepping into something that's different, I have to have a foundation that is rooted in those core values so that I can be authentic and be myself while being right, having integrity, and being an honest person. That's what I want to be in this life. I want to be a servant leader. And this community seems like a great place for me to do that. This job that I have, being an insurance broker, gives me that opportunity because I'm not working for one company, right? I'm working for my clients. You know, I bridge that gap between the client and the insurance carrier itself. So manipulating that is great because I can help them and be the voice for them without them ever having to. Insurance can be frustrating at times to deal with. It can be difficult. It can be a daunting situation, or if there's something that actually does happen, like a large loss or a storm comes through and your house is on fire, it's a complete loss. That can be worrisome, or troublesome. I want to be able to be the guy that can help you get through that and navigate that right. Make sure you're covered properly so that when it does happen, we have an actionable plan to help you, your family, and your current situation.
Coming from Oregon and Oregon State University, the gymnastics team there was always top of the nation, always the best student athletes, GPA and stuff like that. And I asked Coach Turpin about that one time, and he said, when you're recruiting in Division I, those athletes that are in high school, they're there because they have natural ability. He was looking for students that had high GPAs because it did indicate that they had the discipline while being an athlete to also pursue the academic side.
Yes.
And so you're able to bring this now, and I love the whole lifelong learner, that you learned to learn. Now you're in the business world. As you mentioned, insurance is complicated. There's a lot of different things. I had a friend that sold farm insurance, and those policies, thick, so much equipment. So there's a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
You're here in Texas, grew up in Texas, born in Texas. You're in Waco. What do you see as the future? Because you're talking to a lot of homeowners, business owners, individuals, people getting jobs, changing jobs, having families. What do you see for the future of Waco, Central Texas, in our region?
I see an incredible future for this region, especially in Waco and Central Texas. Right now, we're seeing growth within the suburbs, and we're seeing housing everywhere. But we're seeing small businesses. We're seeing a lot of businesses moving in for opportunity here. Same within the Central Texas region, even out towards Austin, right? We're seeing a lot of development there. So there's a lot of development between this region going towards Dallas. So you're Midlothian, Waxahachie. We see the expanse coming towards Hillsboro, more towards Waco in those areas. So I think the future is bright. I think there's tons of opportunities for small business owners to come in and build a foundation and build a business that will be respected and that will serve the community right. You know, for myself, it's also the growth part, right? I want to continue to grow with the city, continue to grow with the landscape of what, you know, the people are growing with as well. For me, that's all that I want to do and continue to serve this community. But as far as Central Texas and Waco, there's a great opportunity for growth here, and specifically in Waco. In all of Central Texas, right, we're seeing a lot of expanse. And as technology continues to get more advanced, right, we're seeing a lot of different type of businesses. We're seeing different ways people approach business, in that essence, and different ways to communicate through business. And that's mainly through, you know, social media, even through email, right? It's adapting. For me, I want to continue to grow with that. I do think that Waco is going to be a huge hub, which is why I chose to stay here, because of the growth that I've seen just from 2017 when I first stepped into this place. I've seen so many businesses come alive and come and go as well. But more importantly, I've seen the growth on the home ownership side, and even through rentals, you know, your Airbnbs, your rental properties. We're seeing a lot of that happen here. Hopefully I can get some land and start a farm somewhere in this region while it grows. That'd be great for business, and that'd be great for myself. That is why I chose to stay here, simply because of the growth that I'm seeing. It feels like home, and I'd rather be at a place that has a foundation where the community supports each other, and you're able to build strong relationships and foundations with people within the community.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.